Connecticut recently passed an unusual law designed to prevent gun violence before it happens. Police there can now seize legally owned guns, even if no crime has been committed, if a judge decides the gun owner might harm himself or others. Supporters of the Act Concerning Firearm Safety say it's a fair and just precaution against violence. Critics say it's unconstitutional. As Nancy Cohen reports, the law was prompted by a multiple shooting in 1998.
Early one March morning, 35-year-old Matthew Beck arrived at the Connecticut Lottery office building where he worked as an accountant. Beck was in the midst of a labor grievance at the lottery, and he had just returned from a leave of absence related to stress. He had recently spent time in a psychiatric hospital. On this day, he had with him a large hunting knife and a semi-automatic handgun. Beck killed four of his co-workers that morning before ending his own life. State Representative Mike Lawler says people who knew Beck said they suspected trouble, but they didn't know how to stop it.
This guy had said all these crazy things, had made threats, had made people feel uncomfortable, and it seems as though that people didn't know what to do, who to turn to with this information. And I'm not even sure that if they had gone to the police, for example, the police would have known what to do.
So Lawler and his colleagues crafted a law which spells out what the police can do if a gun owner is suspected to be dangerous. The Act Concerning Firearm Safety allows police to seize legally held, privately owned guns and keep them for up to 1 year, after a judge rules that the gun owner poses a risk of imminent danger to him or herself or to others. Since the law went into effect October 1st, at least 7 Connecticut residents have had their guns confiscated, including Greenwich resident Thompson Bose.
I was sitting on the downstairs of the house. I was sitting watching television. I was doing what I do every night. They knocked on the door, and my mother answered it.
The police arrested Bose that night on an 8-year-old failure to appear charge for driving while intoxicated. Nothing to do with guns.
And I was hustled away immediately, handcuffed and hustled away.
The police searched his mother's house and confiscated 11 firearms and 38 boxes of ammunition. According to a search warrant, two of Bose's neighbors alleged that they'd had disputes with him and had observed him with a gun at his side. Bose says the law gives his neighbors powers that they've never had before.
To me, it's the opposite of our form of justice. You know, our system of justice is that you're innocent until proven guilty, and this is like I have to now prove I'm innocent.
But supporters of the law say it was carefully designed to protect people's rights. Before any guns are taken, the law requires an independent investigation to substantiate claims that somebody is dangerous. It requires the police to rule out every other possibility, such as committing someone to a psychiatric facility or asking someone to voluntarily give up their guns before resorting to a gun seizure. Representative Mike Lawler says there are times when there's no alternative to taking away guns.
The fact is that this does present itself from time to time. This situation where no evidence of a crime, no evidence of a psychiatric history, just evidence of dangerousness, and the police now have an option under those circumstances.
Some Connecticut lawmakers are preparing for a battle over this law. State Representative Richard Tulisano, who wants the law repealed, says it's based on merely predicting criminal behavior.
There is no allegation in this particular statute that anything criminal is or about to happen, only that it could happen.
And even though no crime has been committed and no one has been arrested for using guns, if a gun owner wants to fight a gun seizure, he or she has to appear in criminal court without access to a public defender. And the police can use what they see while they're searching for a gun to arrest a person for another crime. Tulisano says the law allows for unreasonable search and seizure, making it unconstitutional.
They have to go through every nook and cranny. And in that situation, what I consider the essential element of the Fourth Amendment, privacy, is being violated. You're not committed a crime, but you can find out a lot of things about me when you search my house.
Not only are there Fourth Amendment questions raised by this law, but also Second Amendment issues, according to Stephen Duke, criminal law professor at Yale Law School.
What is being searched for and seized is a weapon that is considered by many people vital for their own self-protection and which has a constitutional status.
And yet, the law is attracting national attention. Joe Sudbay of Handgun Control, the nation's largest gun control lobbying group, says other states are also looking for ways to head off tragedy before it happens, something he says this law could do.
It removes that kind of impulsive immediacy that is so often a factor in gun violence and gun deaths.
But Stephen Duke says this law won't have any effect on crime or criminals.
If they got every weapon in the house, would they keep him from finding a weapon or borrowing a weapon somewhere else? Seems to me that chances of actually preventing somebody from doing one of those acts of violence is just about nil.
No constitutional challenges to the law have been raised as of yet, but several of those who have had their guns confiscated are fighting the seizures. Thompson Boze plans to fight his gun confiscation later this month. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Cohen in Hartford.